Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. This morning, we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can do just like what you did, dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, I know this is going to be a series that you want to go back and listen to. You know, not only you, but this is definitely a series that I will go back and listen to. I share with you, family, all the time that as God is allowing me just to be a vessel, that's it. That's it, just a vessel. And you ask him, he'll allow you to do it too if you totally get convicted about your call. Get convicted about your call. I am absolutely certain that you have one. It's about have you discovered it? And say, this is the thing. As you are pursuing and moving towards the high call, not your top position in your company, something bigger than that. Do you realize that there is bigger things for you to do? And through the process that we're taking you right now, I need you guys to understand that network marketing is what will open the door for many of us, a call. And through that, it's going to be the test that comes out, the testimony. And so today, as we are continuing to say yes to a winning state of mind, don't you ever believe that once you say yes, because all along, majority of your thoughts, your words, your actions have been saying no to a winning state of mind. And I shared with you guys that the flesh job is to war against the spirit. And I am going to tell you, the moment you say yes, the moment you say yes, expect the test. So now we know that if you're trying to pass this test without studying, to show thyself approved, you will not be prepared. You'll be knocked out the game. Do you understand that the moment you begin to elevate, and this is what we're talking about today, turn up your frequency and elevate. The moment you begin to elevate, there are going to be things, there are going to be persons that are going to try to bring you down to a level, but if you don't have that winning state of mind, you'll fall prey, you'll fall trap. So I need you to know that our scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Psalms. Now, you already know our boy David, a bad to the bone, and I love it because David is a prime example of most of us. Things that are not on the up and up. So even in our mind, we believe that God can't work through us because of things that we've done, how we're thinking in the past. That's yesterday. Allow him to do what we're going to be talking about in Psalms 32 and 8. Allow God to do this, and then you're going to be able to say yes to a winning state of mind. We got to go to him in prayer first. Because if you think all that without him, you are absolutely wrong. Go to God first. and he'll straighten some things out. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you have made. There's no one higher than you or can claim that fact. The fact that we woke up one more time, giving us the opportunity to renew our mind, and let's say yes to winning, yes to your way, and yes to your will. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that right now, each and every day, each and every challenge, everything that we go through, it's by no accident. But as we keep our mind stayed on you, we know that you can deliver us from even our own hands, as well as the hand of the enemy. We thank you right now, Father God, that we're pulling down every stronghold, anything that will come up against. We're going to be sharing on this day, as your Holy Spirit take full reign here at Power Start Your Day. We come against anything, anyone, in the natural or supernatural that will come up against what it is that your servant will deliver to your people. We're thanking you right now that they're elevating even now as their spirits are connecting to you. They're no longer just satisfying with the idolatry of what it is that they can see. They are now focusing on you. So that now, as they're seeking your kingdom, that everything will be added to them as long as they pursue righteousness. We honor you on today, oh Father God. We'll never be afraid or ashamed to acknowledge who you are, whose we are. We're thanking you for the leaders that are being built up right now in the spirit, as their mind, oh Father God, is becoming an accomplice with kingdom and letting the world go. As we're taking our spot at the top, we'll never forget to be humble. We'll never forget to be meek, because you said the meek will inherit the earth. We're thanking you that you're clarifying and giving us very, very, very precise instructions on how to say yes to the winning state of mind. Any obstruction is being annihilated and sent back to Sheol where it came from. We're thanking you, dear Lord, that you never played with the enemy, and neither will we. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we thank you and bless your holy name and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so listen. We talked about the battle. I don't know if you're just tuning in. How start your day? We're saying yes to a winning state of mind. If you want to make it big and take your spot at the top, it's going to go beyond just getting your customers and your business partners. It's going to go beyond. We're talking about then now we got to go duplication and retention. But as you begin to now turn up your frequency, you mentally go to the next level, which will require you spiritually go into the next level, or your mind will be broken. This is the reason why some people, when they start making money, they lose their mind, because the spirit is not connected to true abundance. So we're getting connected and we're turning up the frequency so we can hear very clearly on today. Now, I shared with you that many people have exactly what they need. You got access to it. Get access to everything you need. Begin to understand that the grace of God is all sufficient. That means everything you need is locked up. And why do I say locked up? Because the more you study the word of God, the more you spend more time with him, then now he can release mysteries. He can unlock the mysteries to you because you can be trusted. Now, don't get it twisted. Just because you start having some elevation don't mean that you can be trusted. It could possibly be that you're being tested. Now, I need you here to understand that the biggest battle for success goes on in our mind. We'll start thinking that we're higher than others. That's the reason why I come here, guys, with no judgment, only what God tells me to tell you, so you can get it right, not just for you, but the people who come after you. Now, I need you to understand something. Access. Maybe not discovered, maybe not exposed. Maybe you have gotten something, but you just don't know what to do with it. Let's go to the word of God in the book of Psalms and see what he says. Psalms 32 and 8 reads, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Everything that we do, God is watching. So we may as well be proud of what he sees. And I need you to know that you can change anything, anything in your life, anything, when you change your thinking. I need you to go back, and I want us to go in the queue, because I want you to go back and think about a time when you're winning. I don't care how far you got to go back, because some people get amnesia for when God gave you the clues of how to win and have that winning state of mind. Do you understand that you can travel there wherever you like to? But most people reside in stinking thinking. So I need you to understand something. Think about a time when you were winning. You don't just get winning state when it looks like you're winning. You've got to practice this. Oh, you think that you're all good when things are good. But it's how do you react when things are not so good? Do you posture yourself that I'm winning no matter what? Well, when God tells us that we're more than a conqueror, that's what it is. But you cannot truly believe you're a conqueror until you turn up your frequency. You got to remove the clutter, remove the chatter, and get clear. And when you do that and you begin to seek the instruction of God, he is going to show up. And the closer and closer you get to him, he's going to be showing up even quicker and quicker. Now, sometimes he'll wait, but I am going to tell you something. If you wait to try to get a winning state of mind, when you get to the top, you're going to be a plane crash. Why did I not say a car crash? Because you could actually, more than likely, you may be in a car by yourself. But most people at the top, you're elevated. Pilots, they got to go through a lot to be able to now guide people through the air. They got to take off. They got to ascend. They got to maintain. They got to know when to come down, when to go up. And if you wait to adopt a winning state of mind, when you get to the top, it's going to be a plane crash, meaning a lot of casualties. So it's time for us, family, to get it right. We're not getting a winning state of mind just so that we can win the way that man's thinking that we're winning. How many people know that you can have tons of metal, you can have even tons of rewards, even people can edify you in your business, but you're losing. You're a loser. Because the mindset ain't right. Now, I need you to know something. I need you to know something. This is what you need to do. Because at some point in time, you're going to have to know the difference. I can remember talking to, the late, great Dr. Monroe, and I can remember this conversation. It was now over 3 years ago, and it would feel like I can hear it anytime I want. This is the reason how I know that you can go to that place of a winning state of mind whenever you want. So if you start thinking about a time when you're winning, when you're coming in, I need you to say, hey, I could remember when I was winning there. I need you to hold on to that feeling. While I am sharing this little mini story with you, I need you to go to a time when you were winning. It doesn't matter if you just won some extra candy or you when they did the pinata when you were a baby and they bust the pinata and you ended up with the most candy in your bag. It doesn't matter if it was, because for me, whether it was Double Dutch, whether whatever, I could remember those things, and I need you now to go to that place. I need you now to experience that. When I can now explain to you that conversation that was a major turning point that gave me the very clear call, and then later I was convicted by that call that I was here. My purpose And this is what God said your name will be great for, is to make people successful. Now, when I go back and I listen to that prophetic message that happened to me, and it seemed like it was just happenstance. He was actually about to go sign some books, and he stopped in the track, and I said, Papa, I need to talk to you. And he said, okay. All right. People started lining up. The line was getting long, and he stopped. And I said, no, you can do it after. He said, no, I'm going to do it now. And when he said, God, something bigger for you, you'll be known for success. You'll be known for making people successful. Making people successful sounds like you got to provoke somebody. And anytime that you're going the extra mile, there'll be people that will try to clip your legs. But I'm telling you right now, if you adopt the winning state of mind now, when you get to the top, you'll become unstoppable, unbreakable, unshakable. Why? Because you're not coming in your own name. This is why we're raising up. I know the conversation is different. That's the reason why most people are listening and say, I don't need that, but are you at the top? Have you broken all the glass ceilings? Do you have a system or a method to do that where you can show other people that this is a surefire way to make it happen? That only comes when God can trust you with tests over time. You got to know, just like we talked about in our prior episode, about how, you know, Thomas Edison had to figure out all the ways it didn't work, so he had a surefire way of knowing what does work. So when you have a winning state of mind, you got to go through the things of knowing what don't work, and you can't break in the process. Let's talk about a time when you were winning, because this is going to be where you live, in a winning state of mind, in a winning state of mind. Good morning, family, 818, last 49313, winning plan this morning, good morning.
Good morning, this is Jackie Plunkett out of California, L.A.
Hey, early out there, Jackie, good morning, bless you.
Good morning. I just want to thank you so much for just you and your husband, what you pour into us. And everything that you are doing is exactly what the Lord showed me when I said yes to FES. And I'm so ever grateful that you put Christ in the center of your business. And just what you're sharing this morning reminds me back in my previous career when I was doing pharmaceutical sales. And I remember I was, the whole year, I was so close to winning in President's Club. And the Lord kept saying, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. But I kept getting distracted by who was getting credit for my work. And I remember this so clearly. It was like the last month of the year, and I lost it by one spot. And when I lost it by one spot, I was like, Lord, what are you trying to show me? Because it was very clear. I was in the circle the whole time, and then it was like one spot, and I took my eyes off of him. And so then the next year, I made sure. I said, you know what? I'm not looking to the left. I am not looking to the right. I will keep my eyes focused on you. And that year, I won President's Club, got my free trip to Hawaii, all expenses paid. And so that is really what helps me with a winning state of mind, is keeping Christ at the center of everything and not looking to the left or not looking to the right. So I just thank you that you display that of keeping Christ in the center of everything. So thank you so much for that.
Wow, that is so powerful, Jackie. And that is such a powerful message. Hopefully everyone on this line has opened up to the coaching and also the test. Did you hear what I shared? That in order for you to have a winning state of mind, you're going to have to know what don't work. And Jackie made it very clear. When you're focusing on other people, When you're honoring, I mean, come on, when you're dishonoring God, you say, well, how can I do that? I mean, the Ten Commandments is very clear. It says at 12 years old, a 12-year-old could understand the Ten Commandments. So why can't we understand it at 20? Why can't we understand it at 30? Why can't we understand it at 40? It does not matter. Even coveting thy neighbor's anything, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is for someone else, if you even have your eye on that, even if you think it's for yourself, God will determine what's for you. Because he already know the plan that he had for you before you were formed in your mother's womb. How about that? So I need you to know when Jackie said, you know, I put God first in center. I put him in the center. And I say first and then center. I'm letting you know right now that if he is the one that give us all the wealth, he will know. Like he said, as he keep his eye, he will give us the instruction. Go back to this word. A lot of people only hear the word, listen to it while we're here together. But I need you to hear that he said, I will instruct you and teach you. The Holy Spirit teaches me because I will allow him to. He ain't gonna overtake your will. And he said, in the way you should go, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. You ain't getting no instruction without taking no time with him. Jackie, you were on point. God is using you in a mighty way even on this morning. You know, we don't even know. Sometimes we don't even open our mouth because we think we have nothing to say. And what Jackie said summed it all up. Turn up your frequency and then elevate. Good morning. 404, last four, 9889. Good morning.
Hi, Nicola. This is Quinita.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm awesome, awesome. I want to just tell you about, like, you just, like, opened up my whole success box. You just started making me really thinking about different moments and times. I can specifically think about when I was actually graduating from high school going to college. I didn't have a plan. I didn't know what I was going to do. Someone came to me. They kept, I guess, you know, people watch you. So an individual actually watched me. She was more of my mentor. Because I had the opportunity of going through, like, Upward Bound. So basically during that time, she introduced me to the opportunity to be able to get a scholarship. Well, I maintained a good GPA in high school, but I still didn't have a plan, you know, just didn't have an option, didn't know where I was going. So basically what happened is she introduced the opportunity, and I was able to get a full academic scholarship to a four-year HBCU institution. And not only did I get that particular scholarship, I remember another counselor, she came to me, she said, Quinita, she said, you just don't know, you're a good student, there's something about you. I didn't know what I was doing, I just would do it. When they tell me, just do it. And that's kind of the mentality that I have even now in this business. We don't know what we just do it. And I remember you even made a mention, just do it. And I remember she told me, go apply for this Bryant Gumbel scholarship. And if most of you know, of course, Bryant Gumbel is a commentator, a sports commentator. And I applied. I didn't think about it. I just did it. You know, the whole, oh, I don't think I'm going to get it, you know, that kind of thing. I just didn't have that in my head. I just did it. And I applied. I ended up getting the Bryant Gumbel scholarship. They flew us out. This was my first time flying. They flew us out to Florida. They gave us laptops. This was the first time I ever knew about a cell phone. I got it was crazy. And then I was able to, like, meet all these celebrities. Emmitt Smith, he's a football. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I was able to meet him. Richard Roundtree, all these different just well-to-do individuals. And that was my moment in my life where I said, I'm supposed to be in greatness. Because I was able to see all of these great people and be around and their energy and the people, the way they just connected to you and just, hey, how you doing? Like you were a friend of theirs. And then I had the opportunity to even learn how to play golf from professional golf players. So that moment stuck out to me. Like when you started talking, I said, man, this is, I remember the emotion, like the emotion I'm going through right now is the same emotion I felt. This excitement, like, oh my gosh. So I needed to be reminded, and I appreciate you just pulling that back up out of me to remind me that, hey, you are supposed to be in greatness. It's not by chance, that I came across this company. It's not by chance that I connected. And I'm going to tell you, Danikia is the best. That lady right
go.
There, she doesn't know that she probably do know. Yes, she do. She can toot her horn because she really has, she's an awesome leader. She really pulls it out of us. And even yourself, Nicola, like, I feel like I can walk in greatness, and I feel like I can really be who I'm supposed to be, and I don't say it without confidence. So that was my moment, and I'm just thankful. I just know that greatness is, like, I'm on the right path, so I'm just going to keep reaching and grabbing. So thank you.
I love it. I love it. I love it, Quinita. And you have gotten the clues. You see that feeling? Can you hear the emotion? Can you hear the energy that came out of Quinita's spirit? And you heard it in her voice. But the thing is that everybody have a moment when they were winning. And I'm going to tell you something. If you were winning back then, you can do it again. If you were winning back then, you can do it again. And this is what you have to understand. See, anytime that you start operating in low frequencies, more than likely you're not productive. More than likely you're not at your best or on your best foot in leadership. Then now you start having to overcompensate. You know, when people start overcompensating, they start trying to be too much or doing too much. And that's because the frequency is low. When your frequency is high, you're going to be paying attention, because guess what? Just like if you were in a penthouse of a high rise and you have a panoramic view of everything that's going on around you, you're not so cluttered in your mind that it's about you when, about you being seen. It's about now creating atmospheres for other people to grow. You ain't going to be stepping on no toes because you're going to be in your own lane. I need to help somebody on today. I need you guys to understand. Don't just keep getting accustomed to adjusting. Adjusting to make yourself feel comfortable staying at the bottom. It don't feel good. Let's be real. I need you to go back to a day when you were winning and relive that moment. Write it down. And I need you to write it down as graphic as you can. It needs to be, what was the setting? Who did you see around you? Even what clothes did you have on? Even if somebody said something that was profound to you, I need you to go through all of that today. And you need to write it down. Don't play with this lesson. Now, this is just one of like a millionaire secret, because I'm going to tell you right now, do you understand that what you think is real is not real, and what you don't think is real is real? What you can't see is more powerful than what you're seeing. If you will connect to what you can't see, that's in infinity, no level of time, then you'll understand that you can always change what you do see. I need you to come on, somebody. I need you to come on, somebody. Come from that deep place. When were you winning? We want to hear it. 330-3911. 330-3911.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning, Nicola. This is Mary Gary Stevens from Ohio, and thank you so much for your lesson today. I was reminded of, I'm a mental health nurse, advanced practice nurse, and I've always seen myself as a healer. So I've been trying to use that with this business and with everything that I do, that I try to bless people that I contact. And one of the best compliments I ever got was from a patient with post-traumatic stress disorder. And when he came into my office, he sat down and he was comfortable, and he said, "I have been watching you for weeks before my appointment." And he said, "Every person that you interact with, you are the same, whether it's the doctor, the janitor, all the patients." He said, you always approach them with kindness and the same. And that was the best compliment I could ever get, because that has always been my desire, and what I've asked God for is that he use me in my role as a nurse to help meet people where they are but take them to a different place. And that's the memory that you brought to me this morning.
Do you, what's your name? What's your name?
Mary Gary Stevens.
Mary Jerry Stevens. Do you know what you just described? You just described the fruit of the Spirit. You are a healer. And see, when people think about the healers and they're thinking about miracles, they're thinking that it's going to happen with just one touch. But I can tell you something. When you're talking about dealing with mental health, and I'm very familiar with that, I have a brother with schizophrenia. He was 1 year. He's 1 year and a few months older than me. You guys think that I do great things? Oh, my gosh. I look up. I look up to my brother Mike. And when I can tell you, when I was trying to struggle for salutatorian, he was valedictorian. When I'm telling you, when you're talking about, he probably would have been one of the best soccer players. And when I watched my mom and my brother, when he began to start having challenges in his mind, in his psyche, he was diagnosed schizophrenia, bipolar. We began to watch that through our family's life. And when we began to see the people, because of our prayers, because of our love, because of our faithfulness to God, you know, he ended up with the best caretakers, the best people. When you're talking about the fruit of the Spirit, when you're able to give love and joy and give peace to people and be gentle and be good no matter what the level of the person is, you go out and you do that with your business. That's all people are looking for, is people who care. They don't even care how much you know, for the know-it-all. That can only take you but so far. Guys, let's raise our frequency. Get elevated. Let's stop adjusting to low-level thinking. Thinking is going to take us to a higher place. I need you to go on and do the assignment today. Write down a time when you were winning. Go through that. Create the pictures in your mind. Because what you're experiencing now is because of the pictures and the thoughts and all that stuff that you're working with in your mind. Start thinking about those things that's pure, lovely, honorable, all those things. Watch what happens. Winning state of mind, you can't stay there. We're not talking about a temporal space. We're talking about this is not what you do. It becomes who you are. You guys have a blessed day.